I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're getting ready for opening day here on the station. It's Thursday. First pitch.
We ready?
First pitch is going to be at 3:05. We're super pumped up. So is Ja Rule. You can hear all the action right here. And in fact, if you head on out to the ballpark, you can have some delicious new food. And with more, it's Tizzle.
That's right. Today was the day where they have all the media out to the ballpark and they unveil the food items for the ballpark in 2019. Obviously, maybe you're going out to opening day on Thursday. If not, you can listen to the game here on The Fan.
Yeah.
105.3 The Fan, 3 p.m. Rangers and the Cubs. So let's start out. Now, this one has already kind of been unveiled last week, but it's kind of the big, it's the headliner. This year, it's the foul pole. It's the 2-pound chicken tender that costs $27.50, and it comes on a bed of waffle fries with honey mustard and ranch on the side. And Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News tweeted a picture of himself, I guess, kind of
going in on it.
Yeah, having some of it in his mouth. He was recreating the famous Vern Troyer picture.
It's hard. I mean, it's definitely hard to to consume the whole thing. It's the largest chicken tender in the history of the planet.
Yeah.
It looked like his grinder profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe you're with your friends and you're like, hey, I'm the cock of the walk here. I'm going to go buy this chicken tender for $27.50 and I'm gonna take it down.
Yeah. We were talking to Allie about this. Like, the idea of it, where did they find a chicken that big?
They clearly mutate one.
Do they mutate one? Because it appears baseball to be one piece, too. Like, a chicken tender is one piece.
I tell you what, if that was one chicken, then they had a hard time killing that thing. He put up a hell of a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, all those rumors about the 90s Rangers and what was going on in that locker room.
Yeah.
Wonder if those,
it would have to be
pump
like
those
a,
things up.
Yeah, yeah, some Chernobyl chickens.
So the foul pole sounds like that thing that you needed that spray for in that earlier segment.
That's right.
Yeah, very similar.
Now, they also have the RWB dog, the red, white, and blue dog.
Oh.
Not RW3 dog. How much
it's
is it?
Edible?
It's a great question. It is colorful. It's an $11 offering here, guys. And it has Lone Star State colored relish atop the beef hot dog. So the relish could be colored like red, white, and blue, right?
Okay, so I saw a picture of this. It's a hot dog. The onions are white. Mm-hmm. Then there's a red relish and a blue relish?
I guess so. The relish is made with Best Made Pickles, which is headquartered in Mansfield. Hmm. And Mansfield just had their big pickle fest a couple weeks
really?
Ago.
Really?
You guys knew that, yeah.
Should have gone to that.
Shout out to Mansfield.
Yeah.
So there's that's an interesting offering right there. I'm a little uncomfortable by my relish being a different color.
That's racist. I've always felt like this. There's good dogs and bad dogs at the park. If you get a good dog, it's super legit.
Yeah.
It's going to have grill marks in it. It's going to be thoroughly cooked. It's going to be warm. They would have done a little bun work on that thing. It's been resting in some foil. It's ready to rock. But there's a lot of dogs, and maybe this is Dollar Dog Night or something, or just maybe it's
Wednesdays.
I don't know. There's just maybe it's not even there. Maybe I'm just thinking of other sporting events. But where you get a dog, and somebody didn't really put a lot of effort into it, it's like corpse colored. It's like it hasn't really been cooked. It's room temperature dog. There's
more
not a lot
of a flesh tone to it.
Yeah, nobody really put in any bun work on it.
I run into those at a lot of those Little League baseball games I've been going to this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always been told that there are no good or bad dogs. It's really the dog's owner.
Oh, that's a different thing entirely. But I do like the Jones family. They love when they go to sporting events, trying different. You can find that shippy, can't you?
Because they love talking about it.
It's the bun.
But there's a lot that goes into such a simple thing to make it good, and it's so easy to screw up somehow. And I don't know how, but I guess just minimal effort or prep work or just bad ingredients. But there's a massive difference between a good hot dog and a bad hot dog.
Let's not cook this thing all the way. Let's just stir it up and see what happens.
Right.
It is the wildest conversation.
Oh, this is a homemade hot dog.
Right. See? It's the bun. And then Steven goes, I think it's the dog.
We never got to the bottom of what a homemade hot dog is.
Man, that's good.
Do you have the other one or Steven?
Yeah, this is the whole thing. You want to hear?
Right, yeah.
Oh, this is a homemade hot dog.
Man, that's good.
Scott just told me on sausage on the stick, which is even better than the hot dog.
Oh, this is the kind of bun we need. It's favorite.
Oh.
This how do we bun. Find this bun? They wrapped it in oil.
But now this is a hot dog bun.
I think it's a hot dog, too.
I love it. Okay, see, and you could hear, I think it was Jerry Jr. who said, they put it in with the foil, and it steams it. So the hot dog's hot enough, it can continue cooking the bun, giving you that quality bun work inside the foil while you're waiting to consume it.
But you have to get to a high school football game in Forney to get those.
Man, and that's Jerry, and that's what Jerry's saying. He's like, we need to get this in the stadium. So anyways, I bet that's a pretty good dog, red, white, and blue dog.
Bacon-wrapped wings are happening this year, guys.
Whoa.
It's called the Right Field Bacon Bombs, all right, okay. In Section 9 for $11. Provolone cheese stick wrapped in strips of bacon and fried, served with sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you have that good barbecue sauce, it make you get all huggy-buggy.
Hold on, Bill.
Okay, so it's mozzarella sticks wrapped in bacon?
Yeah. Right Field Bacon right. Bombs.
Okay.
They've also got, hey, a Beyond Meat's vegan burger. A vegan burger, not a vegan burger, a vegan burger. Vegan tacos as well, for those of you who aren't into the meats.
How do you make a vegan taco?
You basically...
What's that going to have on it? Like,
it could have like some black beans.
Fresh pico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it'll have like black beans or...
Sounds like a burger without a patty.
Yeah.
Get you good
Aunt Patty.
Bread burger.
State Fair corn dog, $11.75. It's a foot long, 1/3 of a pound Texas chili hot dog dipped in our house made batter and fried to perfection, served with fries.
Whoa. It's a chili dog that's then fried?
Yeah, chili dog then dipped into the batter to turn it into a corn dog.
Okay, so yeah, it's a corn dog wrapping of a chili dog.
Yeah.
Like, so when you bite into the Fletcher's corn exterior, you're biting into what is already a concealed chili dog?
Yeah.
That sounds like something you get off the secret menu around back.
Yeah, it really does.
That one's only going for $11.75 there.
What a deal.
That's reasonably priced.
The 75 cents for the dip into the batter. So. Yeah. Breakfast on a stick is happening. A little fried PB&J.
What's breakfast on a stick?
That's going to be sausage links.
For morning games.
Wrapped in bacon and then battered and fried. Then you're going to have a little pancake syrup for dipping.
Guys, got a 9 o'clock first pitch if you'd like to come out for a breakfast sandwich.
I like the July Sunday afternoon game to get a little pancake syrup dipping sauce going.
Oh, my God.
You're out there cooking.
Yeah. Mommy, the syrup is boiling.
Just drinking syrup out of a cup. Mmm. It's really quenching the thirst here.
Can I get some ice syrup? So those are some of the big hits out at the ballpark this year.
That would be great if, like, their last year of the park, they give you a griddle to take to your seat with you. Keep cooking whatever you want out there.
Or you just put it on the seat.
Bring your own burger patties.
Obviously, G-Bag Nation doing their show out there Thursday from the Rebecca
Dilly
Creek
dogs are where it's at.
Saloon. And we'll do our show throughout the year a ton at the Rebecca Creek Saloon out in left field. So come and see us before a game if you head out there.
First season with Texas Live.
Yeah.
Which is going to be awesome.
God, I hope we're there all the time.
That changes things. And then the last year before we get air conditioning, I'm so afraid. This is the final countdown. To baseball with air conditioning.
I think you're looking at it wrong, man. We're saying goodbye to this place that's given us so many great memories.
No, it's true. Ones? By the way, I heard Allie, she worked on the, she does a lot of behind the scenes work here. She does a lot of production. And she did the intro for opening day on Wednesday. And it's good. Like, I've already heard it. And it's gave me chills. It's really good. So be sure to be.
Can we hear it?
No, you can't hear it.
Let's hear it.
No, you can't hear it.
Play
that.
No.
You need to be listening.
What do you think it is?
I'm sure they'd love it.
No, don't play it. You need to be listening.
We'll see.
Thursday at 3 o'clock. You will hear it right here on 105.3 The Fan. Be sure to be locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday at 3 o'clock, opening day.
I love baseball.
Why did you get to hear it?
We are hoping to have the greatest ratings in the history of Rangers opening day this Thursday. So tell everyone.
Yep.
You want to listen to this preview. At 3 o'clock, don't even watch it on TV. 3 o'clock, 105.3 The Fan, be locked in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the goal is. Okay, so there is a big Rookie of the Year dust-up because we've assumed that Luka is the man. There's a great article that came out in on ESPN on Friday by Kurt Goldsberry, who's a big numbers guy, actually worked for the Spurs for a little while, basically reaffirming the idea that no rookie has done what Luke has done in 30, 40 years, right? Well, over the weekend, Trae Young hit a game-winning floater to beat the Sixers, and the Hawks have been playing a lot better lately. They really, really have. And that gave him 32 points, 11 assists, and 6 rebounds. And so it prompted Donovan Mitchell, who got screwed on Rookie of the Year last year when they gave it to Ben Simmons, a second-year player. I still don't understand that. But they gave it to Ben Simmons, and he retweeted the Trae Young highlight and said, Roy, Rookie of the Year. Then Kyle Kuzma reaffirmed it, and then Blake Griffin triple co-signed it. So do we have a controversy brewing? Is Trae Young actually making up ground here? Now, keep in mind, Ben, on the same night, Luka Doncic had another triple-double.
Ooh.
He went for 23, 13, and 11 in 27 minutes in a blowout on the road of the Golden State Warriors. So he now has 6 triple-doubles, which I believe is fourth most for a rookie in NBA history. I saw another stat. He's on pace to have the most triple-doubles of any player before the age of 21 in NBA history. He's probably going to pass that. So he's still putting up Rookie of the Year numbers, astronomical numbers, but there's just, it's kind of like the new car smell. Like, oh, my God, this new car smells amazing. It's like, yeah, but it's half of what this other car's been. But, yeah, get a whiff of this new car. The Trae Young new car thing is very real right now.
Right, and his numbers since the All-Star break are better than Luka's. That's during that 16-game stretch.
Mm-hmm. But if that's you look at a month of basketball.
That's 1 month.
Yeah.
And they're only slightly better.
Right.
And if you look at the entire thing, not so much. Luka's dunking on Trae Young. I don't like conversations like this for the most part because I don't want to bash the other guy. Like, Trae Young's having an incredible season. He's way better than I thought he was going to be.
Me too.
It's kind of like the Gronk-Witten thing. Mm-hmm. Like, suddenly Gronk retires and it turned into who's better, Gronk or Witten, and you got to trash the other guy to build up the other guy. I don't like that type of thing.
Right.
I think both these guys are fantastic, and it fires me up to look at the young talent in this last draft. I love that the Mavs got Luka. I wouldn't trade him for anybody else taken,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty exciting for the league to have so many guys hit.
It's
so many of these rookies, each team has to be thrilled to get them.
Absolutely. It's very likely, Ben, that your old rookie team is going to be the top 5 picks.
God, that's so rare, too.
Yeah, it's very rare.
I love it. So, I mean, I did not think he was going to be this good.
Me neither.
I was watching him around this time last year thinking, oh, my God, this isn't going to play out in the NBA. How's he going to get a shot off? There's no way. And somehow he does it. And I don't want to knock him. But, you know, and I am a Luka homer, but if you just look at the numbers, Luka's numbers are still significantly better. He should win Rookie of the Year.
He will. He absolutely will. And it's so funny, too, to, like, sit here and go, hey, though, look at this. He had a game winner. And I'm like, are we just forgetting that Luka scored 11 straight points to beat the Rockets? He scored 11 straight. It's not a game winner. It's 11 straight to beat a team single-handedly. What about the shot he hit in Portland with 0.4 seconds left to force it into, like, we can give you a million examples, but because Trae Young has been red hot for 16 games, now we're freaking out. And I think what it really kind of points to, too, is just we shouldn't pay a lot of attention to internet crap. There's just a lot of internet crap right now.
Yeah.
And so you have Hawks fans very vocal that probably haven't watched Luka play. Just like I think,
like the Hulk.
Hold on, Mom. I think a couple weeks ago when the Trae Young stuff started, you had a lot of Luka fans killing Trae Young that probably haven't watched him play. Dude, he's been great. He's absolutely been great. But the idea that someone's going to catch Luka Doncic, he would have to get hurt and miss the final.
And there's only 9 games left, right?
Yeah, I think some teams have 8, some teams have 9. So he'd have to miss the remainder of the season, and Trae Young needs to drop about 3 or 4 triple-doubles and hit a couple more game winners to even make it close. It ain't happening.
It ain't happening. But 9 games to go, and I think, maybe 5 of those home games, 4 or 5 of those games? Is this the end for Dirk?
I think it probably is.
A hater.
I think he's likely gone, but I think he's keeping the door open. I think he's like, you know what? Everybody just get off my sack and let me.
Okay, and there's no really strategy behind all that. It's just, let me see how I feel. Like, you don't think in his heart of heart he already knows, right?
I think he probably knows. Like, yeah, okay, man, I think I'm probably going to do this, but I got to think this through.
Do you think going for 21 changes his mind at all, or at least?
I think the last couple weeks kind of prized the door open a little bit. But I have now changed my thinking on, I think he's going to play against San Antonio.
Really? So he will play in that game?
I mean, I don't know that to be certain.
Sure.
But I've heard enough rumblings that make me think that he's going to get on that plane and go.
Which would be, you know, we're talking about the last game is the home game against Utah?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Okay, last game is against Phoenix, the last home game.
Yep.
And then the thought was, okay, well, it'll be such a party for him here that he won't go to San Antonio for the season finale on the road. But as you pointed out, surely he won't want to abandon his teammates or have them abandon him. So they'll get on a plane right then.
Yeah.
So he'll get on that plane and immediately that night go to San Antonio. But will he play? And you're thinking probably.
I think he might, because I think Popovich and the Spurs, they're going to do nice things for him. Now, he could easily wave with a suit on. You know what I'm saying? He could do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably going to look at it as, man, if I don't play, they're going to make this big thing out of it. And my whole goal is to not make a big thing out of anything. My whole goal is to just go play these basketball games and let everybody get out of my freaking hula hoop.
Yeah.
Just let me go play basketball. Quit talking about it. Quit handing me stuff. Quit pointing me in some direction. I'm trying to finish this basketball season. Can everyone shut up and get away from me? So I think it probably falls along the lines of that.
We didn't even go for 50 in that final game. Just get him the ball, let him shoot every single time, and then put a dent so he has to come back and year to beat Jordan.
If he passed Jordan in these final eight games
or
so.
Oh, my God, what a run.
If he dropped about 60 a night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.